Okay, after quite a long time going through Siman Lamed Beis, we now begin Mirtz Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem with Lamed Gimel. So this is going to discuss now Dine Tikune Tefillin V'din Haratzuos. Okay, fixing the Tefillin and the straps. So says the Mechaber in Aleph, Im Niskalkel Or Shel Shnei Batim Mibate Harosh Ze Etzel Ze. So we're talking now about the or is the skin became ruined. Something happened. It's a problem. We're talking about the Sharosh, we remember, has four separate compartments. So two of them that are next to each other, ima tefillin yeshanim, if they're old tefillin psulim, then it's possible the problem with these two. Vim heim chadashim kasherim, but if they're brand, if they're new, we'll have to give a gedder as to what difference between being something new or old. But if they're new ones, then it's kosher. Kol zman she'or moshav habatim kayim. The entire time that the or that's on top of them is still intact, says the Ramah Hagav. I gam habatim tzrichim liyos kayamim ela shenikru katzas. So the batim also have to be there unless they're just a little bit torn. Yeshon lehefech. Some say the opposite. But yeshonim, if they're old ones, that's going to kosher. Kasherim v'chadoshim psum. And if they're new ones, that's going to be possible. Again, we'll still define what that is. Venir li says the Ramah diyesh lehachmir lifso b'shneim. We should be machmir both ways. That if the tear occurs, then whether it's old or it's new, it's going to be a problem. So now we go. Mechaber v'eluhein chadoshim. What is the definition of the bias, the tefillin being new? Kol's man she'im haya moshchin osom b'ritzuos habayis mispashed v'niftach. So if you would pull with the ritzuos, meaning away towards them, from towards you, then it would open up. In that case, nikra chodesh, it's called new. V'im einen niftach, won't open up, nikra yoshin, it's called old. V'im niskalkalu shnayim ze shalok neged ze. And if two of them, the inner batim on the shell rosh got ruined, but they're not next to each other. Okay, so then rishon v'shlishi kasher mafila heim yishonim. In this case, if you have the first one and the third one, then they're kosher even if they're old. V'im niskalklu shlosha batim, but if three of the inner batim got ruined, b'chol inyan psulim. In all cases, whether it's new, whether it's old, it's going to be possible. Okay. That's Aleph. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. So what does this mean now? Niskalkel. It became ruined. Pirush shenifsak v'nasa kera. What happened is that it became cut, and there's a tear in the inner part of the bias, in the casing for each one of the parshios. So mibate harosh aval im nasa kera bit bias shelyad. It would happen in the shelyad. Posel chli alma. That's going to be a problem. Bechol in any case, whether it's new, whether it's old, afshe hatitura kayamis. Even if the titura is still intact, delo domi l'shel rosh dinishtayir bo od. Because by the Rosh, you remember there are four separate, and by the Shel Yad there's only one. So if there's a tear in the Shel Yad, then there's nothing that's still there. There's no good part about it. It's ruined. But by the Shel Rosh, we'll still have these other ones to be lenient upon. Okay, and if the tear was ze etzel ze, if they're next to each other, what does this mean? Rotz lomer de habatim heim smuchim ze leze, the ones that are inside next to each other, afilu im ein akroim smuchim, even if the tears itself are not necessarily adjacent, kigoin shekira echad behabayis hasheni bedafno hayimini. One tear is on the right one, on the second one on its right side. Fikir hasheni behabayis hashlishi, right, and the second tear is in the third. Compartment, loshna b'dafna hayimini obismol. It doesn't matter whether it's on the left or on the right side. V'afili im keresh ze lamala laze lamata. Even one of them is higher up on the. They're not really actually touching each other because there's one's higher up. They're still on the same, sharing the same wall. V'chol shekin. How much more so im shnehim ba'avir echad ze keneged ze apostle. Certainly, if they're both in the same space, like really against each other, then that's going to be a problem. It's going to be apostle. Okay, then within the first opinion quoted by the Mechaber, that if they're Yoshein, they're old, Yoshin is going to be possible. Psulim, Kvar, Niskaklu, Machmes, Yoshnon. They're spoiled. They're ruined because of the old age. Yeshomrim Svirle Lehefech. And the Yeshomrim that the Mechaber quotes is the opposite. To Bechadoshim, Igali Milsa, Deor Mekukalhu. We saw this idea earlier by the, what's it called? by the cloth, I believe, right? That if you have a new one and it's getting ruined already, then that's a simon that's no good. Came into Bizman Muat Nikru, because it tore such a short time after you made it. So that's no good, right? It hasn't literally stood the test of time. And even in a case where these reasons don't necessarily apply, Kigon Shinase Hakira Aide Sakin, meaning not that the tear happened because of the actual quality of it. It happened like an external thing was acting upon it. It was cut by a knife or something like that. So even in cases like this, right, Yesh lahachmir, still should be machmir. Mikol makom, tzid b'sefer pischei tshuva, de dibuk mahani, im anu yoydim she'ein ha'or makukol. That you could still glue it together if we know that the skin is not really ruined by this. Even if those who hold the minhag of making tefillin from one or, then they could still do that. Okay, so then that was the idea. Again, we're still working on the first opinion that Yeshanim are apostle and the Chadashim are going to be kosher. So Mishnah Berurah says Chadashim kasher mafilu hakera b'shnei habatim b'shnei dafnoseihem. Even if the tear is in both of them, is in both of their walls. Kolzman that's kayim, that you still have the thing is intact. This was going on in Titura, right? Hayin Titura. Aval be Beis Yosef perish de bo'e shihiyu shleimi mikol tzdodim. They have to be complete, not torn at all on all the sides. De lo mach shirinan ella mash nikra mibifnim bein bayis labayis. All we allow is if it's going to be fine if there's an internal tearing, right, between each one of the different compartments. Is that gankim das Ramah? This is what the Ramah also holds. Shehetiku lehalacha v'kos of the gam habatim tzrichim liyos kayamim ela shenikru ketsas. That you still have to have the bottom there. It can be a little bit of a tear. Pirush, what does that mean? Shenikru bein bayis labayis. That the tear happens between them. Between them. But the sides have to be complete. And even if they tear only one of them, and even if it's done on the outside, according to this, he would be machmir, because again, we need there to be the complete, like I call it the external shell, right? What's covering, surrounding the tefillin has to be fine. Okay, then we saw the opposite. Really, again, in the Mechaber, let's just quickly chazer. In the Mechaber, he says if it's their old ones, that's going to be possible, and new ones is good. And we saw Sfor the opposite way, but the Mishnah, the Ramah says we should be machmir on both of these, right? And that's what Zion's going on. Lifsol b'shneim, we should possible both of them. Al kain, yesh lifsol gam shiragilin asofrim kisha osin hadalad batim, venosin osam b'defus. What is that talking about? So this is what they would make these put them into the mold, right? So what happened is the sofer would make little cuts in between the batim, so they wouldn't like shrink and then stick out. Right, then what happens? Umachapin makom hachasot. Then they cover over the place where it was cut. Mibifnim kadeshihe nire mibachutz shalim. So it'll look like it's shalim. Right? Okay. Then we talked about this test. How do you tell whether they are new or old? So you pull them, and if the bias is mispashet, that it would if they spread out by pulling on the ritzua. Zehu, this is a ches. Zehu la'osin she'osin me'hamabarta me'ha'or she'osin menu habatim. This is if you're using the same piece of skin of leather. For the mavarta and for the batim, avaladidan. But according to our minhag, shemavarta or bifnei atzmo ain't shaykh lomarkein. You can't. It's only shaykh to talk about this because this doesn't apply because it's two separate pieces. Okay. Then we were talking about if the cuts, the tears are in the two of them, but they're not next to each other. It's in Rishon Vishlishi. Roitz Loma, what does this mean? The bezeh mikre zeh shelo keneged zeh. Because by the fact that one is the tear is in one and the tear is in three, they're not next to each other. Vafi imna se hakera b'bayis hashlishi b'shnei devanoso of kosher. And even if the third one was tearing on both sides, then it's still going to be fine. Kevin sheyesh bayis shalom mafsik b'nehem, because you have number two. There's no tears in that interruption, a separation between one and three. Aval imna se hakir b'bayis sheni ushlishi. If it's in number two and three, Af the kira echa bebayis echad miyamino, the kira hashen bebayis hasheni mismolo, and one of them's on the right hand side and one's on the outside, the left hand side, which means that they're not really touching each other. It's the bayis is torn, but it's not the connecting wall, it's the outside walls of each one. Af al pichein mikra ze keneged ze, that's still called ze keneged ze, keva de shnei habatim heim smuchim l'hadade, because the bayis, each bayis is next to each other. Kena besif katan bees. Okay, and then you've had three, then according to this, everybody says it's no good, right? Yud, shlosh habatim, afil b'chol habayis, rak doifin echad, even if it's only one out of the three, that's a problem. B'chol inyan, in all these cases, bol the rabos, afilu chadoshim, teich sharnu le'el b'shnaim, afilu b'ze eitzel ze, mikomokam hashlishi b'shlosh apostle. So this is going back on that line that we were talking about with the new ones, right? So even though we said when if two of them are ruined, that's fine, right? That's next to each other. But when you have three, so then it's always going to be a problem. Whether it's chadoshim, whether it's yeshanim, it's always going to be a problem if you have three batim in the shel rosh that are torn. Okay, sif beis. Im nifsichu tefiras hatefillin. If the stitching of the tefillin became undone. Laharambam, according to the Rambam, im hayav shtei hatefiros zu bisad zu, if they're next to each other, o shenifsichu shalosh tefiros, if they had three total, afilo zu shalok keneged zu, they're not next to each other, hare elu psulin, this is going to be possible. This Rambam is pointed out, it's brought down in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudches. When does this apply? Bishanim with old tefillin ava bechadoshim kol zman sheor moshav habatim kaim kshirim. As long as you have the skin over the batim is intact, that's going to be fine. Then ve'eluhein chadoshim. What is the definition of new tefillin? Kol sheochazin miktas haor. You could hold part of the skin shenikra legentorn tofru v'tolin. Bo hatefillin v'hu chazak v'einu nifsak. If you can hold it up by part of it, suspend it, so to speak, and it's not going to get torn by that, then that's going to be considered new. The im ein roy litlos bo elahu nifsak harehu yeshanos. But if it can't be held up, you're suspending it, so to speak, the tefillin by that part of the skin, then it's going to get torn by doing that. Then it's considered to be old. Hagav yeshayimim de bechadoshim psulim uvyeshanim ksherim. Quotes Rashi, the tour, the Rosh, you see here that if the opposite, that if you would have the new tefillin, then it's going to be a problem, but the old tefillin is going to be okay. V'tov l'chosh l'shtei hasvaros kenyerli, should be choshish for both views, both opinions over here. That's the way it clears to me, says the Ramah. Okay, let's go back now and do the Mishnah Berurahs in Yud Beis, Ravtu. According to the Rambam, Avashari poskim pligiole, but the other poskim are arguing on this. Makilin b'chol gavne b'shtei tefiros. They hold that it's okay if you have the two stitchings that came undone. Ubashlosha tefiros shenifsuku machmirin. In this case, there are three stitches that became undone. That's where they're machmir. Da'afilu tikun b'mokum ha'hefseik lo mahanin. Even to fix the part where they got separated, detached, that's not going to help. The genai, who it's considered busy like something disrespectful, it's a genai. Kishenikar hatikun v'shloshim makoymos bein bechadoshim bein beyoshanim. Whether you're doing this, the fixing up in three places, both whether you're dealing it with a new place or an old place, doesn't matter whether they're new or old. V'tzarach lachzer litfor mechadosh. So what you have to do is you have to go back and start all over again. K'moshin nisbar b'tur beis Yosef la'el simin b'sof simin lamin beizayin sham. Yud gimel zu shlo. This is when it's not next to each other. Afilu kol echa betzad acher. Even if they're on a different side of the tefillin, in different one of the four sides. Yudal moshav habatim, where the batim are sitting on. Hayne titura kanal. As we mentioned in the previous halacha, that's talking about the titura, the base of it. That's the square that goes directly underneath the bais. The gambaze das ramah kmo behagol la'il, and the ramah over here holds the same thing he said earlier. The gam habatim tzrichim liyos kayamim, that the batim still have to be intact. El shesamach alamala, but he just isn't restated again. It's understood. What I wrote earlier that applies. Hu hadinamio over here. Same thing would apply. But he says you should be choshesh for them. Lachosh roitzalomer wasn't mean to take into account. Really, lichatchila yishvi machmir in both cases. Ach, b'malkam she'i efshar limso tefillin achirim. But if you're stuck now and you can't find another pair of tefillin, v'lo lachzor litfor tefillin elu, and it's not able to sew up these tefillin again, yesh lismach al makilin b'psikas hatefiros, then you're allowed to, you could rely upon those other opinions who hold that when the stitching became undone, bein b'chadoshos, bein b'yeshanos, whether we're dealing with new ones, whether we're dealing with old ones, or bein b'shtei, tefiros, bein shalosh, whether you're dealing with two stitches that came undone, whether you're dealing with three stitches that came undone, ach b'shalosh, yizohar, shalo, yivarech aleihem. However, one should be careful and not make a bracha if there are three stitches that came undone. Ayin b'bir halacha. Look into the bir halacha. So he speaks out on the third line, Kamosh Kasavdi be Mishnah Bura, the Bain Bachadoshos, the Bain Bishanos. Whether we're dealing with the old, with the new, Achre de Belav Hochi, Lo Yvarchalim, Yachmega Broch, and them, Lam Lo Yikai Mitzvahs to fill in Mach Masofig, Ledea Hamacheris. According to one opinion, it's fine. So do it, okay? Vachakach Matzasi, Bedera Chachai, Mashme, Gam Kane, Shemeke, Bechogavne, Bemokamatchak. You could also be making in a case where you're stuck. Ach, who kosev delo yivarech aleihem, but don't make a bracha on him. That is the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, explained a little better in the Bir Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here for today and pick up the Mirtz Hashem with Sif Gimel.